1. Begin transmission.
Probably know what that means. If you're hearing that music, you know two things. One, it's 1930 UTC and you're listening to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right, that starts right now. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee and we are outside. I'm actually sitting in my car. I'm about to get out. Let's get out of the car. Where are we today? You're not going to believe it when I tell you. We are at Herrenhaven. Yes, can you believe it? On this fantastic Boxing Day, December 26th, and it is 50 degrees Fahrenheit out here and sunny. There are some clouds. The sun occasionally gets behind some clouds, but I forgot my sunglasses. I didn't really think I'd need them. And it is a sunny day. It is sunny now. I'm walking up the road towards the Mulhall's property to look for some dudes. I see lumps, but no, that's just a lump of dirt. That is not a dude. Let's check this den under the gate here. No, I do not see any... I do not see any Mottis out, but I do see some Canada geese way out there over by the weir. And I see another big lump over there. Is that lump a Mottie? That's a Mottie-shaped lump. It's not moving, though. I can't really tell. We're going to have to get a better angle and see what's out there. Just to see if we've got any Motts today. I'm surprised to see all those geese out at the weir. We got a lot of waterfowl out today, apparently. So we'll see if we've got any Boxing Day goosers and Boxing Day ducks swimming around. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, isn't today one of your big football days, and shouldn't you be at home glued to the tube watching some football? It's a little breezy out here, too. Once we get into the forest, it won't be too bad. I'm walking around the shed now. Any dudes hanging out by the shed? Sneak around the front of the shed here. No, there's no dudes hanging out in front of the shed today. But yes, I should be watching football. But I'm between games. I've got plenty of time. I've got at least 45 minutes, if not an hour, to wrap this all up and get back before the next game starts. I'm picking up some rocks. I'm walking along the dragonfly pond, and it's iced over. And it's some thick ice. I'm throwing little pebbles into the pond to test the ice. I wouldn't think it's quite thick enough to walk on, but the rocks are just bouncing off the ice as we enter the forest. Okay, the forest. It does look rather wintry. There's no more green leaves. All of the trees are bare. All the bushes are just bare sticks. I can see into the forest and see the forest floor in a lot of places. So I'm kind of looking for dudes. I'm wondering if there's going to be any Mottis out today sunning themselves. Since the sun is back out again, it's very sunny. I can hear a squirrel grinding on a walnut somewhere. Somewhere over there. And everything is brown. Did I mention that? It's a very brownish day. Brownish gray day on the land. The sky is nice and blue with the occasional patches of white clouds. But everything here at my level, ground level, is brown. The brown ground. Alright, so we're almost to the crossroads here. Here we go. Take a right turn. And we're going to walk through the cut here. And we're just going to stick our heads out to see if we can see if that other lump was a dude. Where was that? Oh, here comes the big wind now. And as I get out here and look towards that lump, no, I can just tell that's a weird patch of grass or something down there. All right. It's windy right there out in the open. The wind is blowing through the cut. Oh, just a little gust of wind. It wasn't this windy at my house. I think there's more wind coming. Yes, it is. All right, so now I'm on the path that leads out to the boardwalk. I can hear geese honking from the weir. And now the sub pond is coming into view. There's no geese or ducks back here. Oh, there's a squirrel though. I spooked him. Up the tree he goes. This is all ice. We got ice here in the sub pond. How thick is it? Let's walk right up to it. We're not going to go out walking on the ice today. Yeah, that's only about as thick as glass in these spots. There might be some thicker ice elsewhere, but not thick enough for us to venture out on. And you know, the water level's a little lower than it was the last time we were here. When was the last time we were here? 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago? When I said, oh, it's the last trip to Heron Haven in 2017. I lied, because here we are once again, walking out towards the boardwalk, and whoa, I'm not even on the boardwalk, I can see out the water, and I see tons of geese and ducks. Oh my god, I'm now on the boardwalk, not quite over the water yet, but about to be. Oh yeah. Geese everywhere, ducks everywhere. Holy cow. Over here on this side, tons of geezers. Look at all those geezers. I'm staring into the sun. There's at least 60 geese right there. There's another 60 over here. And over in the main bits. Along with lots of ducks. Wow, let's give them the duck call. I'm giving them the honky quacks. I'm also looking for turtles and muskrats and stuff, but I'm not seeing any. I'm just giving these guys the quackaroos because they're talking to me. Hear those geese honking at me? There's ice out there too. I don't think it's very thick, but they're swimming around the ice. All the geezers, big ones and little ones, just tons and tons of geese. Nice. But in order to get out of the wind, I'm going to turn around and walk right back off the boardwalk here as the wind gusts up again. Doo-doo-doo. Walking in the wind. Wasn't this windy at my house? The wind must be blowing west to east or east to west. picking up speed in the valley here. I'm back to the sub pond. I'm looking around. No waterfowl back here, but right now I'm looking for scrats. And even though there's ice on the water, I have found scrats during icy times. I've seen scratties pop out of holes in the ice and swim under the ice and do all kinds of stuff. So as soon as we get on the land bridge here, we're going to look into the billabong, see what's going on in the billabong. All right. Yeah, there's some ice kind of up here by the tunnels a little bit, and then back where the billabong bends in its dog leg shape, there's more ice back there. So we're going to have to go back into the wall blind, see what's going on. Yeah, where the billabong bends, there's lots of trees, and so there's a lot of shade. It doesn't quite get as much sun as other parts of the billabong. Alright, so I'm walking alongside Frog Harbor, and I can kind of see down in there. I don't see any ducks or any dudes down in there. You know, the ducks like to come back into here. But I think the ice is probably keeping them out. So, well, we'll check on that in a minute. Because now we take a left turn and walk into the wall blind. What's going on back here now? Alright, so here we are, standing in the wall blind, looking around in the back of the billabong. And it is, for the most part, all iced over. The ice isn't very thick. I can see the air bubbles under the ice, and they're real close to the surface. So we're talking less than a centimeter of ice thickness-wise. Thinner in a lot of spots. I'm looking for scratties. I'm looking at the logs. There's a couple of logs where I could potentially see a scratty wanting to hang out at, but there's no action back here right now. Did we really expect to see a lot of action today? On this Boxing Day, December 26th, let's leave the wall blind. And we'll walk around Frog Harbor here. See, there's open water back here, but then there's ice further up there. So there's no dudes hanging out in Frog Harbor today. Not today. Wait, I see some ripples. Is that just the wind? No, I don't think so. What was that? Let's see, actually, those are wind ripples, but I thought I saw some ripples that looked like something jumping off a log. Maybe it was just a bird. Because about the only thing I'm seeing is birds. Waterfowl and regular air-flying birds. The non-swimming type of birds who are landing on logs and on the banks of the water to get a drink. And they make little splashies. But right now I'm just kind of wandering through the forest here, looking around in known marmot areas, wondering if there's marmots on logs sunning themselves, and I'm not seeing any. But trust me when I say I'm checking out all the logs. Looking around. Looking up there on the ridge, too. Checking the ridge for any deer. But not. Don't expect to see any reindeer. But the reindeer are close. I'm a couple hundred yards away from reindeer right now. There's a squirrel over there. I thought it might have been a dude. And here we are approaching the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. And who's back here? Oh, we've got some geese, maybe half a dozen geese, and a lot of ducks. Mallards. Oh boy. We've got, that's at least 10, 20. We got about 25, two dozen mallards swimming around. There's some ice around the rim, but over there in the shade, but you know, this pond is mostly in the sun, and so the water is open and swimmable for our ducky friends. Let's give them a ducky salute. Quack, 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 quack. Quacky time. I need to get some more duck calls. Some duck calls that have a different quacky sound. Just so we can have some variety. Quacky quacks. All right. So obviously the next stop here in our little tour of Herrenhaven on Boxing Day is the Big Blind. I'm walking by the vestigial wall. Knock, knock, knock. And here we go, into the Big Blind. Which way is the wind blowing? Oh, and there's lots of geese. Oh my God, there's so many geese out here, it's not even funny. Oh, there's geese on the new log. There's one mallard back there. There's 50 ducks in this little corner alone. There's 30 ducks right in front of me. There's at least a dozen ducks standing on the bank of Goose Island. I mean, geese standing on the banks of Goose Island. There's 50 ducks swimming around. There's another 30 ducks geese in the delta. There's geese all along the far rim and ducks, and there's geese way out there. Oh, there's a good 300 geese out here. Jeez Louise. So many winter Canada geese goosing around. Wow. Didn't know we got this many in here at this time of year. Usually we don't see this many geese until spring. But these guys are going the other way, apparently. Or they were flying south and they decided to stop here because it's so warm today. Stick my head out of the blind to see what's going on here. Let's give them a quack. And now the reed in my duck call is acting weird. And my duck call doesn't want to quack anymore. There we go. There's a few. Quacky ducks. Ducky quack business. Yeah, so along with the hundreds of geese that are out here, there's also probably altogether about 100 mallards. I can just see tons of ducky friends out here. I can see their orange feet standing on the logs over there. Isn't that nice? So nice for duckies. We got lots of geese. It's high traffic. And over here on this end of the pond, there's no ice anywhere. All this bit of the pond is all in the sun. So no ice on this side of the things. Wow. So many goosers. Give them a wave. I am looking for other dudes. I'm looking for cormorants. I don't see any. I'm looking for herons. But I don't see any. I gotta check over there though too. Are there any herons over there? I don't think so. Wow. Lots and lots of geezers. Swimming around with the occasional duck. Man, just crazy. All right, I'm going to turn around here. Oh, it's great to get outside and walk around. Walking around at Heron Haven at the end of December. So crazy. It's winter, and it's only 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Squirrels are chasing each other up and down a tree over to my right. They're having fun. Fun in the sun. It might not be quite 50 degrees. What's 50 degrees in Celsius? About 11? Something like that. It's nice. And look at those ducks. I'm walking across the bridge, the footbridge again, looking over the turtle reproduction pond. I'm not seeing any turtles. I would have thought maybe some turtles would be out sunning themselves today. But I didn't see any. There's another squirrel right up above me. I'm checking to make sure he doesn't have a walnut. Nope, he's good. No squirrels will be bombing me today. Not me. Oh boy. Yeah, those squirrels are going nuts. They're just chasing each other around, having a super fun time. Alright, walking back through the forest here. Walking by some black walnut trees. I'm looking around on the ground, on the path here at least. And I'm not seeing any more black walnuts. So apparently all the squirrels have either eaten them or stored them away for the winter. That's good. That means I won't be stepping on any walnuts and slipping and falling. There will be no walnut-related injuries for me today. Yeah, if you're wondering what it's like, dump a couple dozen golf balls in your hallway and then try to walk down the hallway. Oh, that's what the walnut corridor is like. But it is a walnut-free zone at this point. All right. I am back to the wall blind. Let's go in here and give the back of the billabong a second look. See if we can spot any scratties. Gonna get up here into the good vantage point. Now, let's see. Ice, ice, baby. I can see where there's some holes in the ice up against the bank where scratties could get in and out. But I don't see any dudes. I don't see any of my muskrats. I'm looking. But all I see are the occasional birds flying down and sitting on logs, trying to drink water off the surface of the ice. Yeah, wait, oh no, that was just a squirrel. I was looking over there at the bank and I saw something fluffy dart, but it was going the wrong way. It was going back into the forest and not into the water. And then I saw its tail flip up and then realized, oh, it was just a squirrel getting a drink. No scrats. No scrats back here. Oh well. All right, well, we might as well turn around. Turn around and start heading out. So, what have we learned today? Well, we've learned that Boxing Day is also Goose Day. We won't see this many geese at Heron Haven until April. There's a lot of them. So many goosers. All right, as I walk back out of the back part of the forest and over the land bridge, check the sub pond, iced over, but I see no scrats. Then we'll check out the open water of the billabong. No, I don't see any scratties. This might be a mammal-free day, except for all the squirrels. No major mammals in here today. Maybe they're just resting. hiding in their dens, all of our matis. I don't know if there's any deer hanging out in here at this time of year or not. I have seen deer in the winter out here. A couple years ago, I was walking through and I spooked a young deer who then ran out onto the ice of the turtle reproduction pond and sort of slid around a little bit, and that was kind of funny. I didn't mean to scare the dude. I didn't see him until it was too late and he spooked. So we might have to come back when there's snow on the ground. Will we come back to Herrenhaven in 2017? Or is this finally the last trip to Herrenhaven of the year? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. It all depends on the weather. But we only have, what, let's see, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31. We only got 5 more days of 2017. So if the weather's good enough, we might be coming back out here. Who knows? It's been kind of mild so far this winter. We've had some cold days, and it gets cold enough at night for the ponds to freeze over, but it hasn't been brutally cold. Okay, we're back to the shed. Sneak up here real quietly like. No, I don't see any dudes under the shed. What about the side hole? Is there a dude over here? No. Plus there's leaves in the hole. Let's check the back of the shed. Last time we were here, we saw the mati hiding back here in this little pile of lumber that's behind the shed. Old fence posts and stuff. There's not a mati back here, but I can see the mati hole. Matis like to be under the shed. It's fun for matis. All right, and I have returned to my car. As traffic drives by on Old Maple Road. Let's get in the old car here. Ooh! And I'm in. And we've still got some time to kill, don't we? Yes. Yes, we do. So, about all you really need to know is that Herrenhaven, it's always fun. But the only thing we saw today are some goosers and some ducks and a lot of squirrels and other birds. No scratties and no motts. Where's our motts? It's kind of... What time is it anyway? Oh, it's about 2:30 in the afternoon, local time. I wonder if the motts came out earlier. Was it warm this morning? I don't know. I didn't get up until almost noon. Can you believe that? Yeah. I've been staying up late and sleeping in, and so, ooh. I'm all wonky and weird. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30, without exception, every day, including holidays like Christmas and Boxing Day, New Year's Day, President's Day, Marmot Day, every day, people. The show is always on, so you need to be listening to it. As for me, I think it's about time for me to go home. I do have more football to watch, so I'll be busy watching my football. But I'm out of here, so tea time, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Hello. This is DJ Kumata. Welcome to my